For you to constantly win, when this voice over here, the real you, is saying, get the fuck out of here. Go. You're nobody. You've always been nobody. And it's true. People don't hear that. That's a true voice. That's the real reality of David Goggins at 24 years old. It's not a false reality. And then you had to create another voice over here that is saying you're better than that other voice. And you're in the freezing cold water that both voices don't want to fucking be in. But you win. And it goes from the water to the studying, to the running, to losing weight, to how you eat, to how you function as a man. Every day of your life, you're winning these battles. And then I have normal people who only have one voice. Never created the second voice. The winning voice is the second voice. They have one voice. And that's just, I'm a piece of shit. And that's all they hear. And then they judge people like me who are out here trying to be better. It's something that I can never really, it's a frustrating thing for me. Because I know the majority of people. I know what goes on in the brain because I studied the mind more than you. Because I'm a practitioner. So for you to be a piece of shit and come out of that, you don't just come out of it. You spend decades studying your mind and the human mind on how it functions in good environments, bad environments, stressful environments, patient environment. You study it all because you had to put all this together to create the mind to become successful. So I had to, it was like, God blessed me with this brain. I had to create a mind. And so in doing so, I figured out every piece of shit human being in the world, because that's what I was going off of for myself. So I know why you go on Instagram. I know why you, because you just have the time. You have the time because you don't want to put that time into bettering oneself. So I know why I'm misunderstood. I'm misunderstood by people who have plenty of time on their hands to misunderstand me, because they are exactly where I once was, which is a low-life, lazy piece of shit. And it's the harsh reality of people who troll you, who go after you. They have nothing better to do with their lives. It's not some after-school special. It's the truth by once was that way. I know where it all comes from. That's why it's frustrating me now, because I'm not so frustrated at the fact that I'm being trolled. I'm frustrated by the fact that you don't have the courage to try to be somebody better than what you're not. And that's the frustrating part.
Uncommon amongst uncommon people is one of the greatest ways to put it.
That's it. Like for me, what got me in trouble with the Navy SEALs is I wanted to be one so bad. So bad. I fought my ass off. And I saw them as uncommon people. Very uncommon. But once you become a Navy SEAL, you're all Navy SEALs. So guess what happens? You're fucking common again. I wanted to be uncommon amongst uncommon people. I wanted to be the guy. I don't care if you fucking like me. I don't care if you don't understand me. I didn't give a fuck. Once I went through this fucking journey, this path of life, you ain't got to, and there's a whole bunch of fucking guys that don't fucking like me. I don't give a fuck. I'm a warrior. Period. There's a lot of guys that have been in a lot more combat than me. A warrior is not always that. A warrior is a motherfucker who says, hey, I'm here again today. I'm here again tomorrow. I'm going to be here the next day. I'm 50 years old. I'm still fucking getting after it. It's a person that puts no fucking limit on what's possible. And that's what got me in trouble a lot. And that's why I went to Ranger school as a SEAL. That's why I tried to go to Delta Force twice. You know, I've been through all these different training programs because I was looking for, in the military, what I saw is in the training, these people get their ass handed to them. After they get out, a lot of them get civilized. I always wanted to go back into training. No matter where I was at, I wanted to go back to war. And the war was in that training program where you see guys who can quit, guys who are brutal, guys who are suffering, guys who are, you go, so as a SEAL, you don't volunteer for Ranger school. I did. I put in 7 chits, got turned down, my 8th, got accepted. I went at 28, 29 years old. And they go, why did you go? because I started becoming civilized. I started becoming complacent. I needed to get my fucking ass kicked again. And when you go as a SEAL going down to, you have no rank in Ranger school. You could be a major. You're just fucking Joe Brown. You're nobody. And you're not eating, you're not sleeping. So I always would put myself, I would immerse myself in shit like that. Even I would climb the ladder and I'd intentionally fall back down that motherfucker to say, all right, man, getting soft, dude. Getting soft. Kick your fucking ass again. And I, you know, it's kind of the process.
Did you find resistance from that amongst other guys that didn't like to make that you were making them uncomfortable? Because that is something that people, there's a natural instinct that people have when someone's working harder than them to right. somehow or another diminish that person.
Well, I know that a lot of guys don't like me for a lot of reasons. And I realize that. I am a guy that doesn't care if you like me or not. And when you're an alpha male and you're against other alpha males, and we eat our own. Alpha males eat their own. And I love that shit. Let's fucking go, man. I want to eat. Hey, man, I'm all about that kind of mentality. But I would sometimes take it to another level. You know, I wasn't part of a good old boy network. I didn't want to be part. I wanted to be David fucking Goggins. For too long in my life, and it got me in trouble. For too long in my life, I wanted to be accepted. Growing up, I lied. I did what I could. If you fucking like UFC and I didn't, I love it. I love it, man. Let's go fucking watch it, man. Be my friend. Be my buddy. That fucking weak ass shit. I found out through this path of life, who is David Goggins? Who am I? So going through all, I did it alone. There was no fucking trophy on the fucking wall, on the mantle. That trophy's in my fucking brain. No one helped me get there. Nobody paid my fucking bills. No one did shit for me. No one ran those fucking miles, lost that fucking weight, went through the, I suffered on my own and developed this man who said, it's who I am, man. A very competitive, ultra competitive dude that take it what you want, man.
I call that personal sovereignty.
Exactly.
There's not a lot of people that have that.
That's me.
There's a lot of people that change who they are depending upon what people want from them.
And that's me.
Yeah. That's important, man. And most people struggle their whole life to find out who they are. Struggle their whole life to find out what defines them, what they actually enjoy and what they don't.
You start putting yourself in situations that suck, you'll find yourself. People with a talent problem who are so talented, they're hard to train. They're hard to push. If you're their coach and you're trying to get them to see that we got to get you past this talent problem, we got to get you to the point where you're into that mental zone. Because we got to get you way past your talent. And it's hard for coaches to take these fighters or whoever past their talent. And on the other side of that is where they gain true levels. The levels beyond talent, that's where it really is. Because if you're able to take a motherfucker down to the deep end, while a motherfucker's just putting his toe in, feeling the water and shit, if the motherfucker's in the deep end, he's able to take you down there and he's mentally strong, it's over. It's over, man. Because they live in the deep end. They live in it, man. They thrive in it.
It's almost like you have to have the ability to go to the deep end no matter whether or not you'll ever go there.
Right. Yes.
And some people are like, well, I'm never going to go to the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
But you should be able to.
Yes. 100%. You have to be trained to do it. You have to be trained for it. For when that time comes, you're like, okay, I'm deep end qualified.
Yeah.
I am deep end fucking qualified. I got my fucking deep end certification.
But you know what's interesting about this book is you talk about how there was moments, even though you're clearly deep end qualified, clearly deep end certified.
Yes, sir.
You took some time and you hadn't been a deep end for a while and you're like, I'm kind of a part-time savage now.
That's right.
This is kind of bullshit. And you're recognizing it in yourself. Even though you know your ability, you know your history,
yep.
You know what you've been capable of doing in the past, you're like, but I haven't been there.
Nope.
I haven't been there in a while. And you had to go back.
What's funny about that part-time savage thing in there, man, where I fucking totally dogged myself because the truth, all this became nice. Waking up, bacon and egg, protein shake, early morning shit. And I stopped having those hard conversations with myself. Boy, my whole life. That's why my friends hate my ass, boy. Because I'm hard on me. If I'm hard on me, I don't give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about what you think. I don't give a fuck what you think about me, nothing else. Hard on myself, bro. Every morning I woke up, all right, motherfucker. I call it my morning meeting. My morning meeting. We all have these fucking meetings all fucking day long. You know, we go to work. We're working for somebody else. They want a meeting because they want to be successful. So we all sit our ass down, try to make them better, try to make them more money, try to make them more powerful. We don't do that for ourselves. So every morning I wake up, I used to. I had to get back into it again, because in that chapter, you see, I became a little bitch. That morning meeting, I wake up, okay, Goggins, what did you do fucked up yesterday? Where were you at? And I just go through and I analyze my life. And then I went through a period of time there, man, where I stopped having those conversations. You know how you, let's say you and your wife go out, and let's say, I don't know, let's make up a story here. You and your wife go out and you see your cousin, and your cousin's fat as fuck. I don't know if they are or not. Hopefully not. If they are, apologize, maybe. So they go out and you see your cousin, she's fat as fuck, he's fat as fuck, whoever. And you guys get back in the car and you guys, man, you see motherfucking Mary Jo? How fat she was. That's what we do. We go back and the hard conversation that you should be having with Mary Jo, hey, Mary Jo, you gained some weight, huh, sister? Kind of big. That's what I do to myself. A lot of people that we see all day long, we see them. We don't have the hard conversation with them. We walk around. I'd rather you fucking hate me and get better than like me and stay the same. And that's how I feel about David Goggins. Motherfucker, I'd rather me hate. Oh, I hate you, David, man. I hate you, David. But I get better from it.
And what I realized was, because that was me in part from where I was from, but I realized there was a lot of people that I got to see that were like the sort of person I didn't want to be like.
Right.
And that was the reverse role model. So I could look around and I could say, well, I really don't want his relationship with his wife. And I hate the way that he is using alcohol to get over the problems in his life. He doesn't have any integrity or tell the truth. She is a liar and a backstabber and a gossip. And the thing is that you can actually achieve a lot of success in life by avoiding failure. Like, most success in life actually is avoiding failure. Yes, you need to be able to be competent, but first you need to not get out of the race. That's the 1 second decision, right?
Right.
You need to not lose before you can win.
Right.
And the reverse role model is you weaving your way through a selection of people that you don't want to be like. And I think that you can get an awfully long way just by doing that.
I did that my entire life. I had the ultimate blueprint by watching my family. I was the youngest kid. So the youngest kid has the total advantage. You know, you may get picked on, you may get bullied, whatever, but you sit back and exactly what you said. I sat back and watched my dad. Definitely don't want to do that. My mom, my brother, whoever it may be. I sat back and I paid attention to everything around me. And it was the ultimate blueprint to how to live life. How not to live life is I watched people do shit. And I said, I don't want to be like that. I said, for you to be this person who comes on and lies and tries to literally tear down everything I've worked for, you are in a very, very bad place. Come to find out, he was in a very bad mental place. So I get what you're saying. I've learned to study people before I react, because there's no successful person in the world who's in a good headspace that's going to ever attack anyone in that kind of manner. There's always going to be something wrong with them. So you got to always dive a little deeper before you get your feelings hurt, before you get your feelings hurt by that bully at school or that boss at work. Take time. Take that 1 second to pull back and study them. Because most people who are in good places, they don't care about what you're doing. They don't care about what you're doing. They don't try to destroy you. They actually will try to build you up versus destroy who you are as a person. So that's where I'm at now in life, is most people who do that, they're in a very dark, dark place.